In the fabled land of Northern California, nestled in the Valley of Sacramento, two friends begin a journey to enlighten the world about their experience living life as a Xenial. But what is a Xenial, you may ask? If you wish to know, then follow them on their adventures.
Welcome to the Xenial Chronicles. This is James.
And this is Mike.
And I know I normally say this after the second, or when at the start of the second half of the podcast, but we're back.
Yes, we actually are after an extremely long time. We spent, oh my goodness, like, how long was it? It was at least, we've been out for like a month, right? The entirety of May.
And a portion of June, yes.
Man, it's been like 6 weeks or something like that since we actually got together for one of these.
Yeah.
This has been a lot that's going down, man.
There has been. There's been the changes in your career and life. There's been the changes in my career and life. There's been more Crocs. The gift of spiders. There's been Sam Raimi getting his redemption at making comic book movies. There's been Obi-Wan. There's been so much. And, on top of end of school year stuff. Oh gosh, end of school year stuff. So crazy. You don't have to worry about that without the kids and whatnot. It has been insane with the end of school year stuff. Because of circumstances with COVID last year with schools, right? My kids weren't in school really in the end of the year last year. So, I had one kid that should have graduated last year and one kid that was kind of supposed to graduate this year. And so they both ended up graduating this year and both their graduations were at different schools and at different times.
Oh my God.
Luckily the schools are only like a block or two away from each other. So my wife was at the oldest child's graduation because he likes mom better and they all like mom better, but he really likes mom better. So my wife was at the oldest child's and I went to the younger of the two children's, graduation. And, that one was over fairly quickly cause it's a very small school, but we could literally hear, what's the name of the commencement music? I forget the name of it.
I've never known what that was called. Title.
Yeah, it's got a specific name. I just can't remember it.
Hold on. What's that? One second. Hey, Samuel.
You're going to look it up.
What's the name of the graduation ceremony commencement music?
Here's something I found on the web. According to how.co.uk, the traditional graduation ceremony includes a procession to inspiring music, such as Pomp and Circumstance No. 1 by Sir Edward Elgar, who inspired the music when he received an honorary Doctor of Music degree at Yale in 1905.
Is that what you were looking for?
Yeah, Pomp and Circumstance. I don't even... Fucking hell. Anyway.
I have to tell you something. That reaction, I thought you were going to be like, what? No, shut up or anything. That reaction was better than any other reaction I could have possibly gotten from you.
You're welcome.
That was fantastic. So when you got a hold of me, I'm going to tell a story. So James got a hold of me a couple of weeks back after everything. And we'll get into what was going on beforehand. But he got a hold of me a couple of weeks back. And I told him that I was out and about and doing some shopping. And I didn't tell him anything about what I was doing. I might have told you I was out at Best Buy or something like that. But
maybe
I had been getting somewhat hounded by Tasha, my wife, to get one of these devices.
What is this device?
This is an Amazon Alexa. This is one of those.
So the government is spying on everything you're saying now.
Yes, and it's also giving me answers in Samuel L. Jackson's voice, so I really am not complaining. We've already had these, like, we've got a couple of these in the house, and I was all freaked out about the surveillance devices thing for a while, but, you know, TikTok is doing it, and YouTube is doing it, and Google is doing it, and your phone is constantly doing it.
Yeah, I mean, oh, no, they're going to put a microchip in us. Bitch, they don't need to put a microchip in you. You no. already carry that microchip around with you everywhere you go.
Right, exactly.
You take it into the toilet with you. Come on.
That thing that you're using to research all the conspiracy theories about microchips, because you're Googling it, now everybody knows that you're looking that stuff up.
It's like, well, they didn't have to put it in your body. They convinced you needed to carry it with you everywhere and put your deepest, darkest secrets in it. Reminds me of an advertisement I saw on TV the other day where it was an advertisement for an app that, people keep forgetting their passwords because you have different passwords for each thing. Get this app and it'll store all your passwords. I'm like, great. Only one app for somebody to have to hack into, and they'll get all your shit instead of having to hack all your different passwords. People are stupid. Anyway,
by the way,
so you got a thing that speaks like Samuel L. Jackson. I just want to. The entire time that was speaking, I was trying to think of what my response should be, and I didn't. Part of me was going to. I was almost going to go with, "Why, thank you, Samuel," and just keep going on, as if that was an expected thing. But I wasn't sure. We hadn't talked about it. I didn't know if we were going to just pretend like Samuel was just a new addition to the show or what.
Oh God, no! But, yeah, this is the device. This has the extension. That's like an extra $5 on top of the device. Like, yeah, it cost me $50 total. I think it's $40 for the device plus tax, and then $50. Total after like the $5 voice addition to it. I'm like, why not? Let's go.
Yeah. So anybody listening, I literally had no idea that was going
to
pop.
No,
out.
No, and I did everything I could to try to test it and make sure that you didn't know jack about it. Oh God, that was the best.
I gave you enough time trying to get connected today.
Hopefully he does. Hold on 1 second. Let me see if I can because you could do a couple of things with this. I swear to God, this isn't necessarily turning into an endorsement or ad for this thing, but I personally love this damn thing. Let me see if I can get something. I want to see if I can get something out of him. Hey, Samuel, thanks for all the help.
Sorry, I don't know that one.
Oh, damn. Okay. Sometimes I also picked up the uncensored one, too. So you have the choice of censored and uncensored.
You can ask him what it says on his wallet.
Hey, Samuel. What's it say on your wallet?
What's more important is what's on my wallet. Bad motherfucker.
That one boosted volume. That clipped harder. I have to go back now and mark that.
Anyway, anyway, thank you for the answer. Pomp and circumstance. Yes, I could hear that. From where I was standing at the younger child's graduation, I could also hear somebody absolutely butchering the national anthem. And so I was able to square away the younger child with the things he needed to do and walk the, like, I don't know, I think I put in about 15,000 steps that day, maybe more. Walk the couple of blocks, because there's nowhere to park anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Walked a couple of blocks over to the other school. And I got into the school just in time for them to call the oldest name and see him walk. I mean, it was far enough away, I really couldn't see that well. Because I'm, you know, it's in a football field, middle of the football field, and I'm standing, like, near one of the end zones because the seats are all already taken. The wife's up there in the seats being able to watch it. But I at least got to see him. I was maybe a minute before he walked across the stage, I made it by the football field and got to see him do that. So... still, craziness. And sadly, I couldn't give him his gift for his graduation because the gibbets didn't come in time. We're still waiting on his Godzilla gibbets for his amazing Crocs. Yes, I have turned my kid to the dark side with the Crocs as well.
Of course you have. Apple doesn't fall far from the tree with that. I knew it was eventually going to happen.
Speaking of which, what did you think of my what would you refer to those as? Almost
the when you came over the okay. So James actually dropped by the house the other day to drop a couple of things off.
And, yes, we brought some new some pets of ours to be pets of yours and your wives, but a couple of extra additions apparently came along with the pets. And let me explain the situation. Let me explain the situation from my side of it. The pets I'm speaking of are hermit crabs that my wife had for some of them for I think 3 or 4 years. One or two of the big ones in there. They were living in a full like bioactive tank. I mean, this thing had my wife had cultivated an insect population that was in the tank that that, you know, it's its own biome. This is the same thing that your wife is doing with the tank for your gecko, if I remember correctly, right? Or one of the geckos.
We're trying to do it in definitely the two crested geckos. We're trying to do. She has already done one of them, and it's absolutely gorgeous, by the way. Yeah. But we're trying to do, she's working on getting a second one done, and I think she might even have a bioactive enclosure for the leopard gecko that we have.
Okay. They are, you're right. They're beautiful. They're cool. You can see, at first it's a little freaky because you see, like, you can see little bugs inside of it, but it, like, it creates its own ecosystem where the bugs eat the waste and they reproduce, and the animals can eat the bugs on top of their other food that they get. And it's so a convenient. Really cool.
It's so cool.
It's a cool thing. But what that can sometimes bring to the party is other creatures that are looking to enjoy the bounty of bugs.
Yes.
And apparently in the, not apparently, I got pictures, in the plants that we brought over from the tank that our hermit crabs had been in. In the plants we brought over hermit crabs, we brought over plants, we brought over a bunch of stuff to go with it. In the plants were apparently a whole crap load of spiders.
Not just spiders, these were brown widows, we found out. Now,
oh, lovely.
Yeah. And now that is, the brown widow is somewhat related to the black widow, to those who do not know. But they are not essentially dangerous to humans. So it's good to know that they weren't dangerous. However, they scared the living bejesus out of all the crabs because there were so many of them.
We didn't realize
they were there.
Yeah, well, obviously neither did we, because my wife is the one who completely emptied out that tank. This is a woman who called me at work one day and had to have me rush home and her father, her stepfather rush over because she was paralyzed sitting on the couch because there was a spider on her purse.
Oh.
And she could not move.
Gosh. So, like, she I told move. You about she could this. Not move. So when she found out, she freaked, huh?
It's good that you told me. We're getting ready for bed, and I'm like, I'm looking at these pictures, I'm like, oh my gosh. Because you normally communicate with me when you send me messages, they're typically later at night. You stay up a little bit later, I go to sleep earlier, I wake up earlier.
Yeah.
And, you know, kids.
Yeah, and normally in more recent times I am a bit more considerate of that, but
you're better. And there have been many times where you're sending me messages and I'm just like, going to sleep. We'll talk to you.
Yeah, if
in
I don't
morning.
Get a response, I just leave you alone at that. I'm not going to keep going and doing it. But if this was a big deal,
it was a big deal. And I was, and when you sent it to me, I'm like, oh my god. I'm apologizing. I'm like, I'm sorry. We had no idea. And I look over at my wife, and I'm like, hey, you know the plans that you gave Mike and Tosh for the hermit crab tank. She's like, yeah. Apparently, there was a crap load of spiders in them. I have pictures. I'm not showing you the pictures.
Oh, man.
Are you serious? Are you serious? I'm like, yeah, there was a bunch of spiders in there. She goes, I dug those out myself. I'm like, I know.
Oh, so she's freaking out because she didn't even, like, she had her hands all up in it.
She had no idea. She grabbed all those out herself and packaged them all up. And I mean,
who knows? It could have just been a sack. We had those a week, I think, or something like that.
It's not surprising because we have to regularly go into our two tortoise tanks.
Mm.
They get like fruit flies and stuff because of all the vegetation that they eat, and they have their little homes, their little caves have a lot of crevices and crannies in them, and I have to go in with a work glove, you know, like outside work glove, lawn glove, something that's got some thickness to it, so if anything does crawl on me or try to bite me, it's not going to hurt me or anything. And I got to pull that thing out and rinse it down like once every couple of months or so, because it'll get webs and spiders and spider egg sacs and all that in there.
Oh.
because they're going after whatever insects they can get to. If they can find a nice place to hide, and that thing had tons of insects in it. It was a breeding ground for stuff.
No.
So it's not surprising.
Yeah.
But yeah, when I told the wife, she was a bit like, it was like silence after that. She's a bit freaked out. Oh, but since the thing is, though, she gets a little bit of a disconnect in the sense that she didn't see it happen. She didn't see the spider. So like, she's okay. She can deal. But it still freaks her out. So it comes down to it, what it means, though, is that if any tanks need to be cleaned out from this point on, she's probably going to make me do it.
Yeah, that sounds about right. So we had a small adventure with that, by the way, that I am willing to share here, because it was just, we were half freaked out, dude. Both of us are wearing, like, so both of us cleaned the tank out. We were wearing work gloves. She wore two sets of vinyl gloves, latex gloves underneath her work gloves to make sure that just in case she didn't get bit, like, she was freaking the hell out. But on top of that, she also knew that she had to. So since we've had the crabs, I cannot believe that sound bit is now on the internet. Since we have had the hermit crabs, we had
do not edit that out.
I'm not. Shut up. since we had the hermit crabs,
I'll make it better for you.
What?
Since my wife and I gave you guys the crabs, is that better for you?
That's wonderful. Thank you.
You're welcome.
But since we've had them, we saw like one or two of them would like go out and about a little bit, like they'd eat. Mainly from what we saw, but there were always two of them we couldn't really find. And we thought that they were stressed out and they just buried themselves in the sand.
Yeah.
And we went through and so the first thing we did was we grab all the stuff that we need to be able to grab, and we bagged that stuff. So the stuff that we were going to boil, like the other shells and the ceramic stuff and the plastic stuff, we were going to boil that. So we took that, we put it in a bag, we tied it up, we got it out of the way, put it out in the backyard. And then the other stuff that had to leave was basically the sand and the plant, because we got replacement plants like immediately once we found out. We ordered replacement plants to get them out here in the next day or two. You know, little fake plants, Amazon plants, that kind of stuff. So we end up doing that. And while we're looking for the other two. So the first two we were able to get because they were like on the surface. So we picked them up, we go ahead and put them off the side. And then the third one she dug for, and she was able to find it. And so she picks it up and puts it in there. And then she starts digging through all the sand. Yeah. Meanwhile, just to let you know, we had already taken like the plant and not the sand itself. I'm sorry. We took the plants and anything that wasn't going to stay, and we threw it out in the trash. It was out, and it was trash day the next day. Like, it was out there in the can, cans on the curb, just get the fuck away from the house. So we get this, all set up, and she goes sifting through the sand, and she can't find the fourth crab. And she moves through about two or three times through all the sand, and we're like, there's no crab there. She's like, I know we have four. There's not, like, it's highly improbable that the other crabs would have eaten the last crab or something if the crab died. That's highly improbable. So we need to go find it. And I was like, oh God. So we went out into the trash and we dug up trash bag, and it was in the plant. We didn't realize that it had been hanging out in the plant when she pulled it. We didn't know it was even there. We couldn't even see it. And so we grabbed it, and she grabs this thing by the shell, and it is pissed. She's like trying to hold it every which way that she possibly can to like to try to keep it from pinching her in her triple gloved hand, because she's like, you've never been pinched by one of these things. This thing sucks if it gets a hold of you, and it will not let go. And she's like, find something, give it something. So we grabbed like a weed we plucked off the ground, and we handed it to it so it had something to grab so it could just be mad. And we brought it back in the house, and everybody was safe and everybody was okay. The crabs were fine. Since then, though, So we replaced the sand entirely. We boiled everything. We put fresh plants in there. We got all the water. We have their fresh water and their salt water. And then she's built this cool little, this whole cool little thing where she's got like these little plastic mesh ladders, like little ladders that she built.
Yeah.
So they could climb into the water, and it's adorable. I'm this hermit crabs are new to me, you know, so I'm not very familiar with this stuff, but it's absolutely adorable. However, the tank was on her nightstand next to her head.
Yeah.
And we weren't able to get this done the day that we found out. We found it out late at night. So she slept there with a tank full of spiders next to her head. And I don't think she slept very well that night. I know I didn't.
I was freaked out. I wouldn't have either. So,
yeah, but, all is well. The crabs are fine. And since we've put them in without the bugs, they are all over that tank. They love it. They're not hiding. Good. They're not kicking in around and digging in the sand, or, well, I mean, they're digging in the sand, but they're looking for food and they're eating, and we've got a lot of stuff in the garden we can give them.
They will do that at certain points in the year. They'll bury themselves for a while, but she knows that.
Yeah.
Your wife knows that.
This is not the first, I don't know what you would call this. It's not a colony, because it's only like a group of four. So what is a group of crabs called? I don't know that.
Why don't you ask your stupid thing?
Hey, Samuel, what is the name of a group of hermit crabs?
According to an Alexa Answers contributor, a group of crabs is technically called a caste, but I don't know anyone who calls them that.
Oh, okay. Well, then there you go. I guess that's our answer. I love this damn thing. It's growing on me, man. I've only had it functioning for like 5 hours. And most of it was me trying to figure out how to incorporate it in so that I could record the answers.
Like, I'm going to put it in the show. I'm going to put it in the show. We're doing the show again. I'm going to put it in the show. I know James is going to talk about Crocs, so I'm going to put it in the show.
Yep. Yep. It's awesome.
Well, I'm glad the hermit crab situation is now taken care of, but, yeah. So the lead into that conversation when we were talking about to get to the hermit crab things was the Crocs that I was wearing when I came over to drop that stuff off. Now, initially when we were coming over there before we knew for sure that we were going to be dropping the hermit crabs off to you guys.
Yeah.
I had originally put on my food Crocs, my kind of orange camo ones with all the different food stuff. One foot is savory, one foot is sweet. You've seen those ones.
Yes, I believe so. Yes, you sent me pictures of so many Crocs. I don't know which ones you got.
All of the ones I have sent you pictures of are all of the ones that I have. I have turned the wife totally to the dark side as well. She has her horror set. She has a Harry Potter set now. She has a Lisa Frank set. She has
that's kind of cool.
Yeah, she has, of course, the AC/DC ones.
Bro, you should get, do you have a Peachy set? You need a Peachy set.
They don't have it. They don't have it. Or what? I would do it.
They don't have totally like the Peachy icons with the, dude.
But you need to get like, you need Crocs? To get like, yeah, you need to get an ugly yellow orange with a red stripe on them to make it work perfectly. When they come out with those, I would get those.
Yeah.
They actually just came out with a couple of, 2 weeks ago, they came out with three different ones for Wu-Tang Clan. And I am too white to wear Wu-Tang Clan Crocs. I cannot pull that off. Plus, I'm really not a fan. So I'm not a hater, but I'm not a fan of, no, I couldn't, you could probably put on like, as much music by the Wu-Tang Clan as possible, I would probably not know any of it. So
I was going to say, it's all about RZA's production. Like, that's it. Like, that's the real telltale sign. Like, don't get me wrong. I'm not an expert. I am not an expert, but RZA's production is absolutely fucking fantastic.
You still know more than I do.
Yeah. They're called the Wu-Tang Clan, so a lot of their vintage sounding beats and that kind of stuff is intermixed with, you know, kung fu movie quotes and stuff. But that's kind of the relative gist of it. Although then RZA will also come out with stuff like the actual soundtrack to the Kill Bill films.
Yeah.
My God, he's so good. He is so good. But that backbone, like, he is a master at that. He is an absolute master.
When I just think of the words Wu-Tang Clan together, all I can think of is Don Cheadle's character in Rush Hour.
Oh,
if you don't know what I'm talking about, go back and watch Rush Hour.
It wasn't even Rush Hour 2?
Maybe it was Rush Hour 2. I thought it was the first one.
I just remember the most memorable part about that scene was the outtakes at the end of the movie where Chris Tucker keeps calling Jackie Chan his real name instead of his character's name. And Don, in the middle of it, finally gets pissed. He just looks and points him and says, "His name is Lee, God damn it." And he does like five or six takes where he fucks his name up.
Yeah. Well, Don Cheadle, he's the pro.
Yeah, I was going to say, he's a consummate professional actor.
Chris Tucker, comedian.
Yes.
who was lucky not to get beat all to hell when he did Fifth Element. I'm sure every single look on Bruce Willis's face during the scenes with Chris Tucker in Fifth Element were not acting. I'm sure that's exactly what he felt every single moment being around him. But anyway, you made me lose my point. Oh yes, the Wu-Tang Clan Crocs. There we go. Yeah, I'm not. I don't think I could pull those off. But there's been, you know, it's been a bunch of different artists have come out with different versions recently with Crocs. But today some new cereal ones appeared. I have the Lucky Charms ones. They're one of my favorites. Resale value is super high on those now, but I don't care. I still wear them out and about because I ain't never selling them. They're my Crocs.
Yeah.
They came out today with Cocoa Puffs inspired Crocs. I don't like the look of them because they're white and they have like brown streaks on them. Literally, it's like, no, never good to have white with brown streaks. It just looks like you walked in poo. They have some psychedelic, like 60s psychedelic looking ones that are tricks.
Oh, okay.
Like cereal tricks. It's got the rabbit on it too. And then they have Honey Nut Cheerios. The Honey Nut Cheerios tempts me. It's kind of a yellowy brown color, which is still not a very good color.
No,
like God. Almost like a banana, a ripe banana type look to the shoes.
Looks like looks like one of those like banana chocolate Astro Pops, but like melted in a bowl.
Not quite.
No,
more, like I said, more like ripe banana.
Okay.
But what's cool is they have like charms that are, you know, a round Cheerio, and then they have one that's like half a Cheerio, but it sticks into two of the charm holes, so it kind of has a 3D, you know, full 3D effect.
Interesting.
Yeah,
there's really a lot going on with these things.
This thing about it is Crocs are really adaptable to any style, anything that you want, which is, again, back to the ones I wore that day. Like I said, I was wearing my food ones to come to see you. But the food ones are cool, but no. I figured if I'm going to see Mike, because it's been a long time since I've seen you in person, figured if I'm going to see Mike, I'm going to wear the Crocs that would be the most annoying to him humanly possible.
Well, I didn't consider them annoying. I thought that they were actually great, but I felt like you were just like, I need to make a statement with these.
That's what it was. when I saw them, you know, on the app, because I do have a Crocs app to be able to buy Crocs. When I saw them on the app, I was like,
"Stop! One second.
What?
There is an app for Croc purchasing specifically only for that?
Yes, and I have it.
Wow.
Oh yeah.
Holy shit! That's terrible."
They also take, they're also set up with Afterpay. You know what Afterpay is?
Is it like credit or layaway?
It's basically pay later? Basically kind of a layaway situation where you set it up with your bank account and they will break up your total into four payments every 2 weeks.
That's incredible.
So you can buy, you know, what you want and pay for it over, you know, 4 weeks. or over 8 weeks long than that, something like that. Anyway, yeah, they break it up into payments.
Oh,
it's
my God.
Cool. Mm-hmm.
That, wow.
Yeah.
I didn't know that was a thing. I'm slightly confused by it.
That's the thing on a lot of sites, like the place where I get my my seasonings through.
Yeah.
They have Afterpay as well. So you can order your seasonings, bulk up on your seasonings when they have a special, you know, they do specials around different holidays and whatnot. Mm-hmm. Things will go on sale. You bulk up on all your stuff. And then, you know, maybe a lot of money for like, damn, you're spending that much money on seasonings. Yeah, but I'm going to pay it off slowly over time. You know what I mean? I'm not just paying right now. I'm not spending, you know, $70 just on seasonings right now. And then you don't have to buy seasonings again for like, you know, 6 months. Fair. And when you think about it, you know, people spend a lot more. If people actually season their food, people spend a lot more on seasonings than what they realize because they buy it so intermittently. You know what I mean? You don't go and buy all of your seasonings at one time unless you've like first moved into your house. But even then, you don't always know necessarily which ones you're going to buy. So you don't buy them all at one time. Imagine if somebody is in a grocery store and they come up and they got like, you know, three or four different spicy seasonings, like hot Mexican spice, this, you know, and then like two or three different garlic salts, one with garlic lemon, one with just garlic, and then like, you know, Himalayan salt and cracked black pepper, and because pink Himalayan salt is fantastic, I love it on everything. But
this
also
is
your
true.
Regular salt and pepper.
I am all over pink Himalayan salt.
And you get like you know a bacon seasoning, and somebody come up with all these different seasonings with like 20 different seasonings in their shopping cart. They'd be like, what the hell is going on? What are you trying to do here? I mean, are you literally stocking a kitchen? Because normally when you have seasonings, you run out of one and you pick up one. Like, oh, we're out of seasoned salt again. Yeah, the kid puts it on the popcorn. I'm not sure why. I don't even know why he eats popcorn. He should just mainline the seasoned salt because that's what he's tasting. Or, you know, back when I was growing up, it was... hey kids, this is my mom talking. Hey kids, I'm making chicken fried steak. Okay, do we need to go and buy like salt and oh god, what was the other thing that she would use? Meat tenderizer, because like you're going to use the entire things on just, you know, one dinner of chicken fried steak. I love chicken fried steak, but my mother's chicken fried steak was so salty that like deer would lick it. I don't know. That's the best I could come up with.
That was good. That was a good save there. Well,
it was not the best thing in the world. Plus, she would use a plate. She had a specific plate. One plate. It was like a little tiny, like the type you have under a teacup or whatever when you buy that gigantic set of dishes. And it's like you get the big plates and then you get the smaller plates. I know one's a dinner and one's a salad, but come on, really, we're not people who think about it as dinner and salad. We think we have the big plate and we have the smaller plate, and use the big plate when you have a lot of food, and use the smaller plate when the big plates are all dirty and you haven't washed. Am I wrong?
I mean, I do personally like use a bowl when I eat salad anyway.
Well, I use the dinner plate bowls when I eat salad, but that's a whole nother discussion.
Fair.
Which we've had on a previous podcast. But, you know, like I said, you get the big plates, you get the smaller plates, right? You get the bowls. That's like that's a good set of dishes. But then you get those other sets of dishes that are like the Uber set of dishes. Not Uber driving, but Uber like bigger and more muscular.
Yes.
That have the coffee
Thank
cups
you for the
in it. And either the coffee cups or the teacups. And if they have the coffee cups, they just have the coffee cups. But if they have the teacups, which are slightly different than coffee cups, more of a rounded bottom, they have the little tiny plates for the teacups to go on. Now, those are the type of dishes that my parents always had, and I used to use the little tiny plates for things like, you know, toast or, you know, Pop-Tarts or something like that. Dessert, you know, really good for like a slice of pie, fits on one of them little tiny plates really good. But I never used them for tea or anything. And I always hated those dishes sets for me to get them because I never end up using the tea or coffee cups because I like coffee cups and teacups that are bigger and typically the stuff that has either Star Wars or 49ers stuff on it because it just tastes better to me that way. I know it's all psychological, but whatever. I'm not using the stupid little coffee cup that matches the dishes. It's not happening. Anyway, she had a plate that she had kept from before I was born. a dish set that existed before I was a part of the family. That's one of those small plates that you put under a teacup. That was her plate to be able to make chicken fried steak with, because she would take the steak and instead of using like a mallet or a tenderizer thing, you know, the big, no, she wouldn't use that. She'd use the side of that plate to tenderize the steak.
Wait, she would grab, hold the fucking phone. Okay, I thought this was going to end entirely differently. Like, I was thinking for some reason she was going to use like the plate to have all of the, to have all of the, because it's chicken fried steak, the batter or some shit. And then she'd use that for the batter of the steak and all that.
No,
you just put in a fat plot twist to me, because
She would take the plate
and grab it by the side, and she would pound the steak with the side of the plate. She wouldn't even like put the plate. Yeah, there's no
The plate is held in her hand like she's going to throw it like a frisbee, but instead of holding it horizontal to throw it like a frisbee, it's held vertically, and she used the edge of the plate to pound and tenderize the steaks before,
That is the least useful. That is the least useful. Oh my God. I'm at a loss for words.
I kept being afraid that at some point or another that it was just going to break in her hand. And like, it was going to break in half and shove through her hand. And like,
you would have a better chance tenderizing it by using the plate flat on the steak and cover more surface area. What the fuck? Okay, that doesn't do it really anything useful. What?
I mean, it does. It just takes a hell of a lot longer.
Is that just something
she
used to do because her mom used to do it maybe or something? You know, because...
I don't know.
Depending on the age that her mom would have been.
Well,
is the era where you just, like, make do with what you got. You know what I mean? Maybe you couldn't have afforded a meat tenderizer or even a regular household hammer that you could do the same damn thing with.
Hold on. I can give you some context here.
Okay, yeah, because I am entirely confused. I'm really trying to reason this in. It's just, I can't logic it. I'm sorry.
First of all, she really wasn't raised heavily by her real mother. She was raised more by her dad and her stepmother. They were lower middle class money wise.
Okay.
So they could have afforded anything that they wanted to. That wasn't necessarily an issue.
What time frame was that? Well, I'm talking like picking up habits, you know, like
this would have been in the 60s that my mom was growing up.
Right.
Our
grandparents were raised in the 40s.
Now here's the thing though. This is my mom's stepmother.
Yeah.
My mom's stepmother was, I'm not going to say her name because I don't have permission to do that.
I also don't necessarily want you to give away to like nothing that you're uncomfortable with. You know what I mean?
Oh no. I can tell you this much. I will tell you her birth name when we take our break, which will be in just a moment here.
Oh no, I'm just talking about not giving away too much family history on the podcast. I understand entirely. Like I can discuss that.
I don't mind.
Okay.
I don't mind. This
okay.
Is okay.
Just making
and
sure.
I'm going to say this, and we're going to take our break and come back and talk about some more things that happened while we were on long break.
Yes.
So this is the woman that I knew as my grandmother. I only met my actual blood grandmother a couple of times in my life. This is the woman that I knew as my grandmother. Saw her every year for Christmas. Saw her every year for Thanksgiving. She is, or was, is, because she's still alive. She is Sicilian. She comes from a Sicilian family.
Right. Okay.
She originally came from New Jersey. Her family came maybe a generation or two before directly from Sicily.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
She is a Sicilian from New Jersey.
I don't know where you're getting.
She had people that would, her father owned a grocery store there.
Cool.
There were oftentimes men in suits in black cars that would meet in the back room of the grocery store.
Right.
She has a cousin who owns a villa in Aruba. Sicilian from New Jersey. Who made
Do
her family
understand?
Really, really mad. But by the way, she made her family really, really mad when she married a divorced Irish Catholic from Iowa.
Holy shit.
So... Yeah,
that's a big one.
fun times. Yeah. So yeah, she came from a family that probably could have afforded what they needed to. The grandmother did. She came from a family that could have afforded what they needed to, and probably would never have eaten chicken fried steak because that would have been considered an abomination. Funny thing is, with the Sicilian grandmother that I had, I do not remember any time in my entire life her making any Sicilian or Italian food ever. The only thing I remember eating that she ever made was turkey, because Thanksgiving and Christmas. That's all she ever made. I don't remember anything else. Nothing Italian, nothing Sicilian.
Wow. Yes,
those are two distinct different food types. Nothing at all. The only thing that she did even remotely, I don't know, strange, is one time when we were at her house and had take and bake pizza, she cut tomatoes and put tomatoes on top of take and bake pizza. Which is, people would think that might be an Italian thing, but that's hilarious because tomatoes weren't even eaten in Italy until like 400 years ago because they thought they were related to nightshade and thought they were deadly. It's a New World food. It's something that came from the Americas for people to eat. And they didn't take to it at first because it is related to nightshade, but they thought they were deadly. Just like,
I mean,
potatoes.
That makes sense, dude. You eat a tomato vine, it's not good. Like, it's actually deadly to a lot of different animals. That's why you need to avoid, like, tomato to your dogs and shit. Like, this is why we have to wall off our garden, because our chickens will get into the plants, and we do have tomatoes, and that can kill them.
Yeah.
Yep.
The other one is how, since you know, I mentioned my grandfather being Irish, and very Irish, his family is exceptionally Irish, their name is super Irish. And they all got red hair. That's where the gray comes into my beard. It's from all the red hair from that side of the family.
Dude, I'm getting quite a bit of gray going on my
face.
What
happens. That's what happens with the red hair, sir.
Yep.
But people associate potatoes with the Irish, and potatoes are a New World food. They're food from the Americas. They didn't exist in Europe. When they were brought over to Europe, people had to convince people to even eat the dang things. And it turned out that they were able to grow very well for a while anyway in European soil, and very easy to grow. So it fed people for a while until in Ireland it stopped feeding people, and there was a famine, and a lot of people died. And that's why you got a bunch of people from Ireland coming over to the U.S. trying to find some kind of a job, and they become cops and firefighters. So, that should tell you everything you need to know. Anyway, we're going to take a break now. And when we come back, I didn't even, you know, I can't take the break without saying what the Crocs are. Actually, I can. When we come back, I will reveal the mystery of what
these
Crocs are.
I like the entire American history, the Northeastern yes. American history and all that kind of stuff, and then just completely dropping off the resolve. There is none. There is none.
No, there is none.
Until anyway, we come back.
We'll be back in just a moment.
All right.
Hey, friends, this is Mike from the Xennial Chronicles reminding you to subscribe to our YouTube channel. You can also follow us on Twitter and Facebook at Zenchron, spelled Xenchron, to keep up to date on all things TXC. And please check out our official website, thezenialchronicles.com, or if that's too much to type, zenchron.com. Thanks again for listening, and now, back to the show.
And we are back.
Oh,
this,
right.
This time I'm saying it when I'm supposed to be saying it. So, the mystery of the shoes. So, I was browsing online, again, in my Crocs app to see what shoes they had, and I saw these shoes. They were a black pair of Crocs.
Okay.
They had the word, you know, Crocs on the side of them, but they had this kind of blue, almost pixelation going away from the word. You saw them. Did
yeah.
I describe it fairly well?
Yeah.
And the word was in, I believe, the background was blue, the words in, you know, Crocs is in black.
Yeah.
Anyway, they were kind of cool. They had kind of a futuristic matrixy look, and I was thinking, those are really neat looking, but what would I put on them? What gibbets would I put on them? Now, I've bought some before at, like, you know, Marshalls and love TJ Maxx. They always have, almost always they have half-price Crocs in them from, you know, whatever, some kind of production error or whatever. They all look perfectly fine.
Yeah.
But they end up at Ross sometimes or Marshalls or TJ Maxx. I love the TJ Maxx. That's a nice store. Can't find any clothes that fit my fat ass, but I can find Crocs there. And I picked some up at half price that I, you know, I'm wearing a pair now that are red pair that are my Marvel DC combo pair. One shoe has DC heads on it. One shoe has Marvel heads on it. And then I have a Marvel pair and I have a DC pair because, of course, so, you know, separate pairs.
Right.
But anyway, right. That's how I roll. But and all those I've gotten at again, Marshalls or TJ Maxx at half price. So I'm not paying full price for them. And, you know, they're not necessarily styles that stand out to me. They're just, oh, it's in my size and it's, you know, half off. I'll get it. This was one that the style stood out to me. This is like, this is nice. I love the blue on the black here. It's got a nice style and look to it. I want to get these. What would I put on them? And I honestly thought about you. I thought about you.
Uh-huh.
And I thought about our listener, Alex.
Yes.
Who by the way, when he did ask me at some point recently when we were going to do the podcasting, and he's the one I told you that had asked me about it. And I said, we will be coming back, but I haven't let him know yet. I'm going to let him have the surprise.
Oh, fantastic.
But so Alex, hope you're listening. It's back, baby. And I thought of you and I thought of him because you have both sent me the same picture.
Oh, really?
And it's the picture of the guy with the, like, super goth Crocs that has
yes.
the chains and the spikes and all of that. And both of you yes. sent me that picture. Multiple times, by the way. You have both sent it to me more than once.
Yes.
And I thought, you know what? These have this kind of futuristic, almost, with the bright blue is more Matrixy than gothy, but still Matrix was goth to an extent, more, you know, whatever. This is it. This is the ones I'm getting spikes for. And so I took to the internet to search for spike gibbets. I want to tell you, it wasn't actually the easiest thing to find good ones. I found crappy ones, but I was able to finally find the good ones. I found black ones to go with it because I thought the silver might not work right with the blue. I figured black would be better. And, of course, ordered black spikes to go on these black and blue Crocs. And put them in there, and I made sure. That was actually the first time I wore them out of the house was when I came to see you that day.
Okay, so, yeah, let me get this straight here, because, I mean, it was every single hole on those Crocs was decked out in spikes. I don't
yes,
think I remember
single,
seeing...
every single hole.
Yeah, so I actually was kind of impressed, because I don't know if it was the low lighting in my hallway at the time, but mm-hmm. those looked like they were at first glance, they looked like they're pre-molded into the shoe. So it looks like spikes? Crocs that just have spikes in them and they were molded yeah. with spikes in them. But I didn't realize that you had just bought black Crocs and then put a spike in every single hole in the Croc. I can't believe I'm saying this, but you can do some damage with those things.
Where I had found them, I ended up finding them on eBay that somebody had 3D printed them. And they sold them in a pack that would basically, depending on the style of Croc, depends on how many holes are in it, that specific style. Yeah,
those are 3D printed aftermarket spikes that are not sold by them?
Yes.
That's even better. Good Lord. Look, man,
And let me tell you something. I'd worn them around the house before I wore them out that day. And I can tell you, normally I will sometimes I'll rest my leg on top of my, you know, rest my leg in a certain way where my ankle might be on top of my foot, right? On
right.
the shoe. I could not do that with these shoes because they are spiky. They are pokey. And you're right. I'd probably lose a few that would fall out while it happened because they're in, but they're, you know, like all gibbets, they're not in completely secure. You can knock a gibbet out. I've lost gibbets already.
Don't lose your gibbets.
If I was to haul off and kick somebody with one of those, oh yeah, those
you'd
things
be losing some
hurt.
Gibbets.
I might lose some, but it's gonna hurt. It's gonna hurt like a bitch.
Oh yeah,
it's gonna poke you. I might. It might. If I kick hard enough and hit flesh, I mean, I'm talking not like something with clothes on. If I was to kick somebody in the leg or something when they're wearing shorts, it might actually draw blood. It's humanly possible that it would.
Technically
they're
speaking,
pretty cool things.
I mean, I will say this, like I. It's kind of become a meme between the two of us, your Croc obsession. I'm all for it. And half the reason why I'm all for it is because of the simple fact that it's you carry a, I wouldn't say it's an unhealthy obsession because it's not necessarily hurting anyone else. Like, you're not going out of your way or hurting yourself to get this stuff. But I will tell you that it has unlocked a level of creativity in you that I don't think I've ever seen. And that is half the reason why I'm for it. I personally am not a Crocs guy, obviously speaking. Like, it's just not my thing. And
here's the thing, though.
That's fine.
You're not a Crocs guy until you wear them.
I don't think I'm ever going to be caught dead in a pair of Crocs. I don't think so. I have been a Chucks guy for years, man. Like, I'm all about the Converse Chuck Taylor style canvas shoes all day long.
I'm just saying, stick to your guns.
I will be wearing
then
Chucks when I'm 80 fucking years old, I'm pretty sure.
Stick to your guns then and don't ever try a pair on, because I'm telling you, there was no way I ever thought I was going to be wearing Crocs. There's no way in hell I ever thought I'd be buying this many Crocs. That's for damn sure.
And
I was a Vans guy for years. It's back when they made the real skate shoes. I was a Vans guy for years. And
oh, dude, I love the hell out of Vans. Vans are pretty much the ones I had.
Until they went skinny on you, and my feet don't go skinny.
No, yeah, but, see, I have real flat feet, too.
Which is why I can't wear Converse, because they're too skinny on my feet.
I get a size larger than my regular foot size for cons. I do.
But
I'm a 9.5, and I wear 10s. I got small feet for my stature, so.
Mine are about the same size, sir.
Oh, are they? Oh.
So, no worries. But it's like I said, don't ever try them on. If you want to stay away from them, don't ever try them on, because I never thought I would like them. And now it's the only thing that I want to wear ever. I hate the days I have to go into work wearing my tennis shoes, because they really just, my tennis shoes are good. They're pretty comfortable tennis shoes, but I prefer to be in the Crocs all the time. I can understand that.
The thing I get about it is there's so much, like, I feel like your obsession with Crocs is similar to my obsession with just audio and video game tech. It's the same thing.
Possibly.
I am always looking for new ways to enjoy the same stuff I've been enjoying for decades.
Although I will say this, I have to add one of the other reasons I put the spikes on that specific pair of Crocs.
Yes.
I wanted a pair of Crocs that had some bite. Them Crocs have bite.
God damn it.
I know. But anyway, I have more to talk about other than just the Crocs. I have more, and we only have so much time because we still have our time limits on things. I have to get to bed at some point because we're at night again. On a super hot day. It's not even cooling down.
Yeah, I'm not comfortable. It is past right now. It is coming up on 9:30, and I am way too damn hot for 9:30 p.m.
Let's see. It's still, it's only 84 outside apparently now, but still it was like 103 earlier today. So
yeah,
yes,
it wasn't
craziness.
Yeah. But the thing is here's the problem. The real problem is we're on our way into a heat wave right now. And the real issue isn't that it gets really hot during the day. It's that it doesn't cool down at night. When the low is 70, it doesn't matter.
That's not cool.
Yeah.
That's not cool.
No.
That's not cool.
Your house can't cool down, man.
No, it cannot. Mm. And it costs you lots of money in electricity bills.
Oh, yes. Believe me. I know. I am going through all that bullshit right now again.
Gosh, we're old. We're old. We're complaining about electricity bills.
Yeah. Too bad. Welcome to your 40s.
Here's one of the good things that happened recently. I'm at a time of year right now. I can't specify any more than what I'm going to, but I'm at a time of year right now that for a very short period of time, my wife and I are the same age.
Oh,
the majority of the year, I'm a year older than her. Cause I technically,
right. Am.
But for a short period of time, we're technically the same age, and I love this time of year. It's an amazing time. But anyway, back to the different
things. I was going to say, I have that with my wife too. It's actually kind of nice.
Yeah, it is. Back
now
to different things.
Now is not that time.
there was so many different things that I had wanted to talk about today. being as we had so much time off, I will say, I will report that my work situation is fantastic. I am really liking my job.
Awesome. Hell yeah.
I can't go into too many details other than to say that it is a near perfect fit for me. And so far they seem to want to keep me around. So they've apparently had a little bit of bad luck with people coming to them, learning a whole bunch of stuff, and then taking what they've learned to try to move on to other things. And I'm a guy that's more like, if you're going to give me the job and give me security, I don't have to leave if you don't make things bad. If things are good, I'm not the greedy person that's going to be looking for other jobs to make more money. I just want to keep the one job with all of the cool things that it has. If it had crappy things, then I'd look for a job that didn't have so many crappy things. But this job has like all the things I could want and more. So yeah, I'm happy. I hope they keep me on. I've been working my butt off learning things. My brain gets a little full on some days because I'm learning a lot of different things. I will say this, insurance companies suck. They're dickholes. But and it was fun. I'm sure it was amusing to you. It was fun for me to be able to talk with your wife, because we're in the same industry now, finally.
Yeah.
After going to school for it. Talk to your wife and we can make I was making sense. She understood what I was saying, of course, because she's been doing it for years.
Right.
But she can at least be he is getting stuff. He is learning to do a few things. So we'll actually have stuff to talk about with, like, oh yeah, what about this company? Oh god, they're the worst. Yeah. So they are. There's some of them that are awful. Oh gosh, some of the insurance companies, I'm telling you right now, I now know when I'm shopping for insurance, like, I do not want that company. They are bitches. They are. Some of them are such bitches. They're so evil. Anyway, but it's great work. How about you, sir? What's been going on brief in your life over the last 5 weeks? Are things going good? Are things going bad? Do you not want to share?
No, I will gladly share. Things are going, I personally feel that things are going very good. I have finally been able to take a little bit of time. It's been, 6 months, I think, almost, since the last time I had even put out a YouTube video on my Ruling Note Music page.
Which I saw that. I saw that you put it out. I didn't watch it.
I wouldn't expect you to. It's an instructional video on how to transfer files from one medium to another so you can produce with them. It is very niche. It's an instructional video. Instructional videos do particularly well on my channel, so that's why I like to do them. And also, it was something that I had learned on a technological level, which just blew my mind that something was doable like this. Long story short, I had learned that the board that I was using at one of my regular venues that I do live sound at can record multi-channel recording straight to an SD card from in the board. It's native to the board, which just is fantastic, because normally in order to multi-channel record, nowadays, if you have a digital board, you have to hook it up to your computer and you need to set the inputs and then hope and see whether or not everything's going to record properly and blah, 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 blah. Like, I could go on.
If it's already got the stuff in it to record it directly to the SD card, that means you're going to get all the information on the SD card. You can bring the SD card home. Many laptops nowadays have an SD card reader.
Right.
And if not, you can get the stuff for that fairly easy, and boom, you have everything that you need. And if it's already a part of the board, it's probably tracked out properly so that you can do everything that you need with it at home and all that. So yeah, that's a really cool thing to have. That's like one of those features that now you look for when you're buying one of those, is I want one with that in it. That makes my life easier.
And this is one of the most, what's crazy about this board is it's one of the most consumer-friendly priced boards to do this with. And it blew my mind. I thought it was absolutely fantastic. And I also taught myself how to do the first, I would consider relatively properly recorded, probably the most professionally recorded live show that I've ever recorded. And it was a banger of a live show. It was like, I did 4 hours of music recording. It was a total, I think, of 4.5 hours worth of music. And it was this was a band that had celebrated their 25th anniversary. The name of the band, they're a Sacramento area band. I'm going to plug them here. They're called Rogue. They are a fan-fucking-tastic band. The lead singer, Randy Scholes, used to sing for Ronnie Montrose. The bassist, Nick Nichols, used to play for, I believe he played for City Kid, which is Tesla's original name. He may have even played for Tesla, but they are like Ronnie Montrose.
I just want to break in real quick. Sometimes when I want to annoy my wife, I will show her video. There's a video that exists on the internet in multiple places. I will show her video of you, your friend Sammy K, and members of Tesla.
Well, one member, Jeff. Jeff.
Member of Tesla.
Yeah.
Singing Tesla song.
Yeah.
Together.
Mm-hmm.
And just annoy the hell out of her, because I don't know if you know, but my wife is like a huge Tesla fan.
Really?
Like massively huge Tesla fan.
Well, she's in the right area. Holy shit, I didn't know that.
That's one of those moments I show her that, like, just if I want to bug her, I'll show her that. She goes, I hate you and I hate Mike. That's what she says every single time she watches that.
Sammy and I busted our asses to make sure we did not fuck up those songs. And there is a shot, actually. I'm going to have to share this picture with you. And it can go out. It can definitely go out like on Xenio Chronicles social if you want to. But it's a great shot that was it was a great photo of my friend Jennifer Black. She does photography for a few bands in the area, that she was there at the event. And I remembered exactly what I did. I played either an A or an E minor when I was supposed to play a G chord. No, I played a C when I was supposed to play a G. And I was like, boom, boom, like super quick. But what was funny was in the middle of it, I knew Jeff heard me. He heard me hit the wrong chord super quick before anybody noticed. And I realized I had done it. And Jeff realized I had done it. So he looks at me and he smiles because he knew I fucked up. And he sticks his hand on, he puts his hand on my shoulder like, ha ha, I heard that shit. And I'm laughing my ass off. And there was one shot of me with the guitar and Jeff Keith right there. And it just looks like we're having a grand old time. And it literally is just on the ass end of me fucking something up in front of one of my musical heroes right on stage with him. And him being like a forgiving dude being like, ha, that was great. Like it's such a cool moment. It's a great moment. But getting back,
I don't remember being invited to that event.
It was a paid event. So the name of the event that was called So another tangent.
We'll talk about that one later.
Well, I mean,
Go ahead.
I was going to say it's relatively quick. So Jeff Keith is part of a children's hospital. I believe it's a children's hospital charity event that he does every year. It's called the Ride for Reason. And he headlines a biker ride that rides from Sacramento all the way up to Tahoe. And on the way up, what happens is he gets all these people to get together. It's a prepaid ride where everybody just rides the giant ass biker gang benefit type thing, where it's a bunch of dudes. It's a bunch of people on motorcycles that you start with a show and then you end with another show. And you hit up venues as you ride up the highway all the way from Sacramento to Reno and then back. And so, but it's a prepaid thing and you have to have certain, parameters. Like you can't just show up for one show, I think, and then not ride. If I believe correctly, you have to be able to pay unless, you know, you're working it. And that's what we did. And it was a benefit. Every show is a benefit, but it was a lot of fun. But I don't believe that you could just show up for one show. Is you had to be there, and everybody that paid for the whole thing, they got in every one of those events, one right after the other. But you had to have been part of the whole deal.
Okay, so yeah, so I'm a little more rich than that.
Yeah, I wanted to invite so many people and was incapable of doing so.
Hey, the video's enough, man. It I can use it to annoy the wife, so that's always good. gotta have something. But no, so that's this is a really cool. So 4 hours, you say, of music from this band. 4 hours of 25th anniversary for them. You recorded 4 hours of music for them. That is, first of all, it's a task.
Not second only all, that, to do it without a computer just blew my mind.
To be able to do it right. So this all recorded to the SD card?
Straight to the SD card. The only thing I was doing was a small amount of mental gymnastics because the board has two slots. And what happens is it records when it fills one card, it auto starts recording on the next card, seamless audio. So in order to make sure that, you know, I did it, you could only record a total of 3 hours between the two cards, which meant I had to do a little mental gymnastics during breaks and go, okay, pull this one, store it, take the other one, put it in this slot and put a fresh one in to make sure I get all the music. Like, and that was literally all I had to do while I was at the show.
So here's the thing. You were talking about the genesis of this was this video that the new video you put out on Rolling Note Music.
Yeah.
For how to do this stuff. And, you know, you're saying that, yeah, the tutorial videos, those kinds of things, those work really well. You're a guy that watches tutorial videos, aren't you?
Yes.
You're a guy that if you're trying to learn something, you watch a tutorial video. You know what I'm the guy that does?
What?
I'm the guy that looks for the tutorial video, sees there's a tutorial video, and I think, nah, I got a guy that can do this.
And then you call me?
Yes, exactly.
Well, because I'm the one who watches all the tutorials, man. And that's fine. Exactly. Because that's how I make money.
What's funny is, my wife is one of those people that watches all the tutorial videos. And I believe your wife is, too, that watches the tutorials.
Oh, yeah.
Y'all watch these tutorials on how to do these things.
We sit on a couch, have dinner, and watch tutorials.
Yeah, she'll be in the middle of doing something like, what you doing now? She goes, oh, it's a new project I was looking online about. I'm like, all right. Yeah, I just watched a video. You can watch videos online to do projects. I'm like, no. That requires me to do a project? I am not a project person. Have you not learned this? Although I did get a drill for Father's Day, but that's more to do the projects that she wants me to do.
I was going to say, is that a clue?
it's more the stuff that she wants me to do. Well, some of that she wants me to do, some of it I need to do that requires me to not have a drill that's got a cord attached to it because I don't want to do, you know, multiple extension cords stringing all the way to one side of the house that doesn't have any outlets of any kind.
Fair.
Plus, you know, it's got a matching battery to my weed eater and my leaf blower.
Oh, dude, I love those. So I got, I got the drill set and, I got a drill set and I ended up getting, what was the third thing I got? So I got a drill set with that type of battery. And then I realized that type of battery could have been plugged into so many other different things.
Yeah.
What was the third piece I got? I can't even remember what I got. I have an impact drill and I have a standard drill.
Get a sawzall? Did you get a circular saw?
No.
Did you get?
I went looking for a sawzall at one point, but we ended up having another plug-in one that we could use for another project. But oh my gosh, why am I drawing a blank? Oh well, I will figure it out, and I guess I'll talk about it the next one.
Yeah. But anyway, so that's we both had during this break we had a lot of different things go on. And that's to be expected. It was a good break, though. I think it was necessary. You had your things you needed to kind of get in order and get working through different job things. Now you've had this great experience with this 4-hour show, plus I'm sure more. I had my new job that I had to get involved with. There were Crocs. There was summertime coming up. Kids with the graduating craps. I say that only because they'll never listen to this. They hear enough of dad already. They already tell me to shut up all the time. So that's about expected. You know, teenagers, they do that. There's movies. For instance, Multiverse of Madness, Doctor Strange movie.
Yes.
Went and saw that. Marvel's first quasi horror film, and it paid homage to a lot of horror stuff, including Sam Raimi directed it, which is fantastic that Sam Raimi got a chance at the Marvel Universe properly as opposed to Sony's version of Marvel Universe. Although his Spider-Man movies were pretty darn good, except for the third one. Always the third one that goes bad.
Well, when he's not doing superhero movies, when he's doing Evil Dead, well, that actually, third Evil Dead movie was badass.
The third, I mean, yeah, Army of Darkness is, and yeah, it's a badass movie. Speaking of which, there is a Bruce Campbell cameo, as expected.
Of course, in, there better be.
In it, and it's the best Bruce Campbell cameo ever, because I will reveal this about it. He ends up punching himself in the face over and over and over again.
Shut up. Is,
yeah, seriously.
Yes. Oh my God.
It's beautiful. It's a beautiful yes. moment.
Oh, that's so great.
But there's, you know, we'll do at some point maybe an episode on the Doctor Strange. You don't have time at the end of this one, because you know, the fans got some of the service that they wanted. There were cameos in the movie that people expected, people didn't expect.
Oh, cool.
And what happens to the cameos? Oh my God. Craziness. Not
really.
The smartest man in, here's a question for you, just a quick question. Mm-hmm. Who do you think in the entire Marvel comic universe, who do you think is the smartest character?
You're talking the MCU or the whole Marvel comic universe?
The whole of Marvel comics. Who's the smartest one?
Oh my God, I don't even know that.
Okay, the answer is Franklin Richards. And
Franklin
the
thing Richards.
Is, you wouldn't know who Franklin Richards is. Franklin Richards is actually Reed Richards and Sue Storm's son.
In one universe. Okay.
However, in the majority of them, Reed Richards is the smartest, okay? In the majority of universes, Reed Richards is the smartest.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
There is a Reed Richards in the Multiverse of Madness movie.
People Whoa, spoiler warning.
No, this is a spoiler that's well out. There is a Reed Richards in there. It's played by a fan favorite character or a fan desired actor to play the part. I'm not going to reveal
no way.
That much. Yes. Yes, it is. It is.
I'm going to have to look up the Wikipedia on this, or you can just give a spoiler review and I can be as surprised as is expected.
But I'm going to tell you right now, for supposedly being the smartest man ever, he says the exact wrong, stupidest thing humanly possible. you're staring at the screen going, why did you even say that? Why did you say anything? And there have been so many hundreds of memes about that exact moment.
Really? Okay.
That like, oh my God, because he says the stupidest thing humanly possible. The stupidest thing humanly possible. It's like, why would you even say that right then? And everything goes to shit. Everything goes to shit at that point.
Oh, so he's the catalyst for everything going to shit because he said something stupid.
Oh, he screws up and a lot of bad things happen. And probably some of the most gruesome things that have been in a Marvel movie happen immediately after he says the bad thing.
Oh.
Or the wrong thing, I should say. He says the wrong thing and like, nope. Everything just goes bad. And like, yeah, it's... I'll get into it afterwards. But anyway, we will have
a discussion. But Sam Raimi gets to be Sam Raimi, huh?
Oh, he gets to be Sam Raimi. There's an homage to even movies that aren't his movies. But there's some horror stuff in there.
Hell yeah. I want to see it now.
The villain gets downright horror-y at different points in time. And because it's Sam Raimi, the hero gets horror-y. Not even joking.
Okay, so
we have possession going on.
Is
we
this
literally
on,
have possession.
Is this on Disney Plus right now?
Not yet. It will be tomorrow, actually.
Son of a bitch. Believe. I might watch this before like we get together for this review.
It's
I can go into it as a freshie because I'm like very unfamiliar in general with the happenings, the direct happenings in the Marvel universe aside from what you've told me, and I've forgotten like 95% of it.
You know, there's a few things you do need to know, but I can give you a brief refresher when you get ready to watch it.
Okay.
I can give you just a brief bit of information that you do need to know.
Okay.
That is kind of important.
Okay.
Because, like, there's events from the WandaVision series. You need to know what happened in that to understand anything that's going on in the Doctor Strange.
Okay.
You have to know pieces from that. Otherwise, nothing makes sense.
Okay. Gotcha.
You'll be wondering, what the fuck is all of this? Seriously, you will be.
Okay.
It's a heck of a movie. My wife went to see it with me, and she was excited because of the fact that it had all the horror elements, because she loves the horror stuff. And we can't complete this episode without talking about the other big thing that you're going to need to watch if you're going to get the... Are you getting Disney Plus? Is that what's going to happen?
I might at least do a free month or something like that when Multiverse comes out.
No, you have to. The reason, and it's not about multiverse is awesome to do it for, but I am serious.
I really want to see exactly what you're going to be talking about.
You need to see the Obi-Wan show.
I want to. I really want to. I remembered the absolute first trailer that came out. It was a teaser that came out, 5 years ago. And it
I'm going to tell you right now, okay? The teaser that came out 5 years ago wasn't anything. I know,
but I was already excited because I wanted to know this story. I want to know this story, and the little bits and pieces that have been leaked on social from what I've seen makes me want to see it even more.
I mean, from the opening moments of the first episode, all I'm going to say is I'm going to give a little brief thing right here from the first episode.
Okay.
You get the opening moments from the first episode, and the camera pans down, and I'm watching this with my wife. Of course, because I do everything with my wife. I'm watching this with my wife. And I've gotten her enough into Star Wars. She loved The Mandalorian. And not for Grogu. She was thinking the Mandalorian character was a pretty badass dude.
Right.
When Luke Skywalker showed up in The Mandalorian, she was geeking out almost as much as me, not quite as much. It was almost impossible to geek out as much as me. I was climbing up the back of the couch. That's how much I was geeking out. The opening shots of this show, it's showing the skyline of what might be a city, and I'm like, oh, hey, that's Coruscant. What are they doing on Coruscant? And I was like, oh, fuck no. That's how this thing starts. Now, you know what Coruscant is, right?
It has been a very long time. I know it was in episode
one, two, and three. It's the main planet, the seat of the Republic.
Okay? Oh, yes.
The seat of the Republic, where the Senate is, where the Jedi Temple is.
Right.
Okay? And you never really see Coruscant after episode three. Okay?
Right.
It's not really dealt with. Even in the newer movies, when there's a new Republic after, you know, in 7, 8, 9, you never go back to Coruscant. You see, like, a little bit back in Coruscant at the end of Return of the Jedi, the special edition versions.
Oh, okay.
Where it's showing the celebration.
Oh, yeah, because they, like, had to add all that together afterwards to kind of make it cohesive. Yeah.
Whatever. But you don't really see Coruscant again, okay?
Right.
So it was a little strange at the moment when I see this camera shot. I'm like, Coruscant, why is this series starting in Coruscant? And then there was the moment of, oh, fuck. Because I know what they were showing. I know what they're what it's... Here's the thing. It's not about where it's taking place. It's about when it's taking place. When that shot is taking place. And that's how this whole thrill ride starts. The last episode that I watched was episode 5 last week. The next episode is on tomorrow. The final episode is on tomorrow.
Oh, shit. So I could binge the whole damn thing.
Episode 5 also features scenes in Coruscant, but episode 5 gives Star Wars fans something they never thought they would get. And does it so flawlessly and amazingly that I was almost in tears. Almost in tears. The moments that happen in that are just beautiful and brilliant and amazing. It's also the only really Star Wars property that really draws a correlation to The Last Jedi, which is kind of panned as a movie. It makes you understand The Last Jedi a little more. The Obi-Wan that we do find at the beginning of this series is very much like the Luke that is in The Last Jedi. He is not wanting to be a part of anything. And
right.
So it's there's some parallels in between it. But the story elements, the things that happen, the moments, there are moments in every single episode where I've almost lost it emotionally because they are doing this exactly as it needs to be. It's beautiful. It's brilliant. People who have Disney Plus, freaking go and watch it. Mike, break down finally. And since you're going to watch that, watch all the other stuff too. The Mandalorian is good. Book of Boba Fett, it's all right. Watch the other stuff that's there. Heck, if you can handle animation, Bad Batch is pretty awesome.
Oh, really?
Of course. Of course, the whole Clone Wars TV series is kind of awesome. So is the Rebels TV series. I mean, you want to see what happens to... first of all, you want to find out who Ahsoka Tano is and find out more about Ahsoka Tano? You do. Because she's Anakin's apprentice.
Yes, I do know that.
During the Clone Wars.
Yeah.
Well, you ever wonder what happened to her during the Clone Wars, during the end of the Clone Wars?
So
you
is
find
that...
out in the Clone Wars series.
Ah, okay.
That Rebels, you find out even more, and Bad Batch connects into Rebels. They all actually interconnect together, showing you scenes and events, especially about probably the most notorious thing that happens in the Star Wars universe. The single most notorious event. All of them have that. Why? Because it's important. Because it drives the story.
Okay.
But anyway.
All right.
Anyway. I think that's all we have for today, because we don't have enough time to talk about the, like I said, the Doctor Strange more. We'll do a full, once you've seen Doctor Strange, we'll do a full discussion on the Doctor Strange. We'll do a full discussion on Obi-Wan once it's been out for at least, you know, the whole of it has been out for at least a week or two. But otherwise, I'd like to say I'm glad to be back. I'm glad we're doing this still. We had a choice to not come back and do this. We could have both decided, or either one of us decided, but I'm glad we decided to do it because it's still a lot of fun to be able to have these discussions.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I agree.
So, on that note, Mike, where can people find us again to listen to us yet again?
Well, you can be listening to us on our website, thezennialchronicles.com, where we post our podcast all the time, every time. And you could also be listening to us on most major podcast platforms like Spotify or Google or Apple, I think. I don't know. There's a bunch of them. But also, you could be checking us out on our YouTube page as well. And if you are listening to us on YouTube at the moment, if you're not, you should. You need to go search for the Zennial Chronicles on YouTube. Just type it the way that it sounds, even though that's a very large word. I'm sure you can do it. I have faith in you. But if you're listening to this in video format on YouTube, make sure that underneath this video, you click the like button so that the algorithm knows you like us. I mean, that's if you like us. And next to that like button, you should go over to the subscribe button and click that subscribe button for us. That way, the next time we put out a podcast in video format, you get a little notification. Or actually, let me take that back. You at least tell YouTube that you like us and you want to see more of us, you know, when you log in. But next to that, there is another thing. James, what is that?
By the Crocs.
I mean, that requires an entirely separate app if you want to do that. I'm not going to judge really anybody, but...
that right next to it, that's the bell, and you want to click the bell.
That's right. Click the bell to make sure that you get actually notified, like what I said before about the subscribe button. Subscribe button doesn't do that. Clicking the bell does that. So that way, when we put out a podcast in video format, you then get notified, and then you could listen to us when it comes out.
And while you're there doing the subscribing and the liking and the bell clicking and whatnot, please make sure to check out Mike's two other pages. We know now from talking on this that he does have a new video out for Ruling Note Music.
Yes.
This is his music page. And I, as we always say on here, it's all about music stuff, music gear, music stories. Well, this was a music gear thing. It's a technical video. So for all you people who like to learn things on the internet, that's what you can do, is go and learn all about this SD card thing. Yeah, just call my guy, have him do it for me. Anyway, you also check him out on him and his wife actually out on their page, Chronosode Games.
Yes,
this is the two of them playing video games in chronological order of the story, not in order of when the video games come out, but basically what it is Mike just being really bad at video games,
and I'm still bad at them.
That's fantastic, man. At least you enjoy them. At least you're having fun.
I do.
So
we
check
both
those
are.
Out. Check those out. Like those. Subscribe to those. Keep it all in the family. And we will be back again, because we're back for good. We'll be back again with more information about what? Doctor Strange, you said?
Obi-Wan. I think so. Yeah.
Oh, leave you with a final thing. Oh, my gosh. This is right.
Oh, one more thing.
This is the big thing. This is the big thing. You know how I am about flavors? When different flavors of different things come out, different versions of things come out.
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, for the summer, they thought of you, Mike. Normally they think of me. Normally they come out with all these weird flavors that I want. No, Mike, they thought of you.
Sir, Jack and Cola sold in cans has already been out for years.
But not by Coca-Cola. How'd you know that I was going to be coming up with that?
No,
Coca-Cola is putting it out.
Shut the front door. You're kidding me, right?
Coca-Cola is putting it out. It's Coca-Cola and Jack.
It's not actual just, Jack and Coca-Cola?
Not just Jack and any random Coke. No, it is Jack and Coca-Cola.
Holy shit. Yes, you end the podcast on that high note? I'm glad to be back.
Well, high note for you, low note for me, because seriously, why are you abusing your Coke with Jack? Honestly, put some in there. Put some Crown in
you,
there.
You. That's fantastic.
It's what I mean. Anyway, thank you all for listening. We'll talk to you again next week.
Y'all have a good one.
Thank you for tuning in, friends. The journey continues next week.